I am tired of all these streaming apps.
Oh my God, what's wrong now?
$10 a month, $20 a month, and if you get the no ads plan, it's suddenly triple.
Ugh, yeah, that hurts.
I just want to listen to music without worrying about costs. You know, shuffle it, hear surprises, pay less.
You can.
Wait, what?
This.
Oh wow, I forgot this song even existed. What app is this?
No app. That's 98.9 The Bull. That's called radio.
Stay in motion. A few weeks ago, I arrived at the Martha's Vineyard Airport at 6 a.m. And I was the only person there. I travel a lot, and I've stood in long security lines. I've rushed through crowded terminals. I've searched desperately for empty seats near charging stations. But I have never walked into an airport and found no one. Not one passenger. Not a line. Not a murmur. Just one airline agent behind a desk. Then the agent told me something I had never heard before. He said, "You're going to be the only passenger on the flight to Boston." The only passenger. I'm 82 years old. I've flown for decades. I've been upgraded, downgraded, delayed, rerouted, diverted, and stranded. And I'm a 2 million mile flyer on United Airlines. But I have never been the sole traveler on an airplane. It felt oddly special, almost cinematic. A private charter without the price tag. And then, just before I walked through security, my phone buzzed. Delayed 90 minutes. That one buzz changed everything. If I stayed, I would miss my connection to Denver. And I checked all three later flights out of Boston that day on three different airlines were fully booked. So now the question wasn't about comfort. It was about motion. Do I wait or run? An hour earlier, my daughter and grandson had dropped me at the airport and headed to the 7 a.m. ferry from Vineyard Haven on Martha's Vineyard to Woods Hole on Cape Cod. If I could get there in time, I could cross to the mainland with them and start driving toward New York while hunting for another way home. So I called an Uber and said, "We need to move." We arrived at the ferry terminal 3 minutes before departure. 3 minutes. I hustled aboard and found my daughter and grandson already settled in. My grandson looked up, slightly confused, and said, "Gramps, weren't you flying?" Apparently not. An hour earlier, they had dropped me off. Now I was back, unplanned, riding beside them. The day had already rewritten itself. And the rest of the story unfolded in chapters. 4 hours in the car through four states, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York. I checked the Providence Airport, fully booked. The Hartford Airport, fully booked. The New York airports. Finally, I found one seat available on a 6:30 p.m. flight from LaGuardia to Denver. Meanwhile, a full-scale blizzard was bearing down on New York and New England. By mid-afternoon, it was no longer theoretical. Snow was piling up. Flights were being canceled. They'd already announced that travel after 9 p.m. would be banned. The roads would close. So I went to LaGuardia and put myself on standby for an earlier 4:30 flight. I was number three on the list. The two passengers ahead of me cleared. I was now number one. They began boarding. I waited. Then, inexplicably, boarding stopped. The airline ordered everyone to deplane. More than 100 passengers streamed back into the gate area with no explanation. An hour passed. Finally, the mechanical issue had been resolved. Boarding resumed. And suddenly, out of the blue, my name appeared on the screen. Cleared. I had a seat. By the time the doors closed, we were 90 minutes behind schedule. We started to taxi. Then we stopped for de-icing. Snow swirling everywhere around us. The kind of storm that makes you wonder why you ever left home. And then we de-iced again. We spent nearly 2 hours on the ground de-icing. But we eventually lifted off. We landed in Denver at 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time, or around 11:30 p.m. on East Coast time, 18 hours after I'd woken up. And the 6:30 flight, the one I had originally booked as my sure thing, was later canceled. Had I waited, I would still be there. So I've been thinking about that day, how quickly certainty dissolves, how fragile even our best laid plans are, and how the safe choice isn't always the safest. Mostly, though, I've been thinking about motion. There was a time in my life when I might have waited, trusted the system, assumed it would work out. At this stage of life, I have less interest in waiting rooms. Instead, I ran for the ferry. There was something about staying in motion that changes outcomes. It wasn't bravery. It wasn't brilliance. It may have been luck. But it was also engagement, participation, refusal to sit still while the weather gathered. And there was something else, gratitude. Gratitude for an Uber driver willing to hurry, for a daughter who welcomed me back onto a boat I wasn't supposed to be on, for a grandson who thought it was all part of the adventure, for airline employees doing their best in a storm, for a mechanical fix that held, and for a plane that lifted. At 82, I find myself sprinting for ferries and standing at gates in blizzards, hoping my name will be called. And when it is, I feel less like victory and more like grace. Sometimes you don't outrun the storm. Sometimes you stay in motion long enough to find your way home. I hope I always choose to run.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit meanderingmusings.net. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.